Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans and making eight maniacs. Welcome to another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, broadcasting live from Las Vegas on Making Eight Rodeo Network. And we are kicking things off for day two, the second official day being here in Las Vegas. And wow, man, so much going on right now, so much to talk about in the bull riding rodeo world. But before we do, I want to get y'all's questions, comments, cowboy logic. We want to hear from you guys and what you guys know about it. I will tell you that the PBR has done more this year in streaming the events going on outside of the actual performances on PBRnow.com. You guys have had so much of an opportunity to sit back and watch what is happening. I don't have a job out here. I don't have work, I'm telling you. I mean, there's just so much going on, and I really hope that you guys have had an opportunity to really sit back and watch some of this. And we're going to talk about it. I want to get your questions and your comments, and want to let you know phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. Now, yesterday, I will tell you that as soon as we got off our show, we got a phone call from Rob, who was actually out on the golf course at the time, and we'll talk about that here in just a few minutes. But Rob did tell me that his mother and his daughters were making the flight from Oregon down here to Las Vegas. They had to land the plane. His mother had passed out. She is doing okay. She's in the hospital still. They kept her overnight. All her tests came back negative. She is fine. And I know that Rob was saying, definitely wanting to let you guys know, thank you for the prayers. As I did let him know that you guys were certainly concerned and saying prayers for his mom and his family. His daughters did make it here safely. His mom is okay, comfortable up there, although I know she would much rather be here and see what all took place last night. We're going to talk about that on our show today. I will tell you that we will have to break things down probably a little early today, as we've got to try to get out to Mandalay Bay, and we're going to be able to meet up with Rob. They are going to be doing more live streams. There's actually one right now on PBRnow.com from South Point Casino, and if you guys are interested, it's a junior bucking fraternity. Kids from 9 to 18 will actually be flanking their own bulls to buck. So it's kind of an interesting deal. I know they had it last year, and I believe that Flint's daughter was, if I remember that correctly, was actually out there during that performance and flanking her bull. So, wow, excited to see so many folks here in the chat room this morning. But, man, there's just so much activity to talk about here, so much stuff going on in Las Vegas. And we have, I mean, it's been hard for us. We, due to the fact that the ABBI Classic has a lot of the Allied Bull Riding Team, Reese is captain of the Allied Bull Riding Team. Sam was doing the Heroes and Legends thing. We have not had an opportunity to kind of even get everybody together. I saw Sam maybe 3 times yesterday. That's how busy things are out here in Las Vegas right now. But we have so much to share with you guys. Hopefully you guys have seen a few of the pictures that have come up, and I mean just a few. Those are only the beginning of pictures. I just tried to go through and pull some of the pictures up and get them online. Leah has been out here, and if any of you guys have been around Leah or know Leah, this girl has some Mac Daddy cameras, and I'm telling you, she has more pictures on them from these events. It's just craziness. But we did get to meet up with some of our Making 8 Maniacs out there, and we're going to share some of that with you as well. We're going to talk about it when we come back from our first break, rodeo fans, so make sure to stay tuned. Hey, we are live in Las Vegas, and we are alive in Las Vegas, which is a good thing. We're still rolling down here. Day two coming at you. We got a lot to talk about, so make sure to stay tuned. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Wednesday afternoon right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Five-time world champion Rob Smith, you're listening to Making8.com.
Opportunity, but getting back down to it, we were talking about so many of you fans, you know, just having the opportunity to meet up with all of you guys. Well, yeah, of course, you know that Miss Lee is here. She was our co-host yesterday on our show, and she's out here getting ready to go hit the fan zone today. And I think we're going to be hitching a ride with them and going to spend some time with Rob and so many of the other guys out there. They'll be streaming a lot of that live on the Internet, so you will have the opportunity to watch a lot of that. Make sure to stay tuned to PBRnow.com and get your information right there. I'm trying to go back and forth and watch a little bit of this junior fraternity, as I know they're getting ready to get started down there at South Point Casino. But Leah has also been meeting with Miss Linda Wells, who you all know very well as Wealthy 66, and one of the great tweethearts down here, very passionate about the sport of bull riding, and we got to spend some time with her in Tampa at the PBR event as she was down there. It's the first time I had the opportunity to meet her. And, of course, they did a great storyline with Charlotte and the Tough Enough to Wear Pink as it was the first event of October. And, you know, this is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Huge. It was really a great opportunity to spend some time. Well, we had the opportunity to run in with her yesterday as well. And if you guys have seen her photos, if you guys have seen the storylines that were printed about her, you know that she was awarded a jacket, a North Carolina Bull Riders jacket that had JB and Ryan Cantor, and it had Bones on it. Well, they had a place for signatures, and she had the signatures for JB and Ryan Cantor, but she did not have one from Bones. Well, everybody was wondering, how in the world are you going to get Bones to autograph that? Well, obviously it comes down to the stock contractor, which would be Tom T. And she has never had an opportunity to meet Tom until last night. And we were actually standing outside the casino after the award ceremony and after they inducted Little Yellow Jacket, which was a great speech from Tom Teague. Really appreciated how he gave recognition to the Berger family for, you know, breeding and raising Little Yellow Jacket. I really respect him a lot for that and what he's done. And it was really neat. Well, he was walking out of the casino, and I just happened to be asking Miss Linda if she had the opportunity to meet him, and she said no. And I said, well, I think that's him coming up right behind us. And sure enough, it was. And he autographed her jacket, so now she has all three of the highlights, not only Bull Riders, but also Bones on her jacket, and she's got the signatures for each one of them. So really made her night. I was really glad to see that and be a part of that. She also had a mission. When she came into this meet and greet, she really wanted to meet Rob Smets. She's never had an opportunity to meet him. And, well, she was hanging out with somebody who might know a thing or two about Rob and might have an in to be able to get her to meet him. And, of course, the meet and greet, everybody got to meet everybody down there. But, yes, she was introduced to Rob, and she got to sit back and talk with him for a few minutes and got his autograph. And it was really a neat opportunity. And I was glad. I was emotional. As Linda was talking to Rob, I was getting teary-eyed. I said, wow, you know, that is what it's all about. That's why Making 8 is here. It's not about getting out there and getting the contacts. We can make contacts with anybody we'd like to make contact with. I mean, we've been around rodeo long enough, you know, and that's not, you know, trying to toot my own horn, I reckon. You know, it's just, it is what it is. I mean, we put ourselves in the situation to be in this business, and, you know, but for me, what it came down to was what we saw last night with, you know, Leah having a beautiful blanket that has photos of some of the top bull riders and getting so many signatures from some of them, you know. And then, you know, to see Linda and having the opportunity to meet some of the ones that she's really looked up to. And, you know, that is what it's all about. That, to me, has made this whole trip worthwhile. I was just so proud to be a part of that, you know. And not that I had anything to do with it, because I think Linda would have met Tom, and I think Linda would have met Rob, whether I was here or not. But, you know, to be there and witness that and to see that fan interaction about somebody that looked up to them. And I was the same way. I had an opportunity to meet somebody that I looked up to, and it's kind of a crazy story, but Tater Porter, you know, lives in Florida, and I, during my entire career, I never had an opportunity to shake hands with him. And, of course, he was inducted in the Ring of Honor last night, and I had an opportunity to come over and congratulate him and shake his hand. And that, to me, was you know, I mean, that was my portion of that Heroes and Legends deal that was benefited, you know. But so many activities going on down there, and so many legends that have been around the sport. Great to see guys like Cody Custer and Clint Branger, who was on our show, and I had an opportunity to spend a little time with him during the meet and greet. And, you know, he had shared a little story with me that, you know, he has not done any kind of interviews in years. And he said, he actually came up and thanked me. And that made me feel so good and so overwhelmed, or that interested. Dan, wow, my phone is just absolutely blowing up. I would have to say Flint is awake, as Flint is sending out messages right now. he is definitely doing the marketing, and I was actually giving him a hard time last night at the meet and greet. He was with Shorty Gorham signing autographs, and, you know, I went up to Shorty and thanked him for being on a radio show and told him how much I would enjoy to have him back, which we will have during the break. We will be able to have an opportunity to sit back with Shorty and talk about it. We'll talk about this season. We can talk about 2012 season as breaking news happens and things are coming out of the channels. We'll get guys like Shorty on again. But, of course, he was sitting right next to Flint, and I, you know, just told Shorty how much I appreciated him taking time for the fans and how much we enjoyed it. I said, you know, I'd love to get Flint on there, but he's not a marketing guy. So I was being very sarcastic. As Flint is probably the top marketing guy there with PBR. I can't say top. Brendan Clark is definitely at the top of the chain, and I got an opportunity to run into him last night. And I know Melanie is going to shoot me, but, yeah, we did get to talk and spent some time together, and I got to see Luke Snyder and Colby Yates. I got the new Colby Yates CD. How many of you guys have the Colby Yates CD? It is out now, and they were selling it here, and I ended up going to get it, and I've actually got one that's autographed. So, if you don't have the Colby Yates CD, we might have to put something together and give it to one of our maniacs. I think we might just do that, guys, so make sure to hang tight. But great music, and definitely recommend that if you guys have not, they sell it on iTunes. You can go there and find it. But very glad to have the new Colby Yates CD. And I'm sure me and Rob Smets are going to wear it out heading back to Texas this week. So, but anyhow, man, it was just it was a fantastic time there at the meet and greet. Got to meet Jim Lyles with Rodeo Safety One again. It was really good to meet up with him. And, you know, we were sharing some stories, and if you guys did miss the live stream last night of the press conference, hearing how the PBR got started with these founding members, you know, and had them all up on stage and talking about the hotel room, and, you know, things are being thrown at their first board meeting. It was, oh, man, I'm telling you, so overwhelming to listen to that. I was just, it was great. It was absolutely great. And, highly recommend that you guys stay tuned to PBRnow.com and get more of that information out there. You know, it has really been an opportunity of a lifetime, even for the fans that can't make it here, to see some of that activity going on. But it's not the same as being here in person. I will assure you of that. What else? Man, I'm telling you, it's just like I didn't even have time to write notes. Yes, the Founders Forum was what it was all about. And I do recommend that you guys tune in today, as they do have more and more activities. So, tune it in, turn it on. PBRnow.com is where it's at. we do have some. We did make some great contacts last night. Again, once again, we had an opportunity to run in with Keith Ryan Cartwright, and was really excited to know that he is going to share a lot of information during the break here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So you guys can stay tuned to that. And so many of the bull riders are going to take time to call in, the bull riders, the bullfighters. They're all enjoying the interaction that you guys are able to get and how they're able to connect with you guys on a personal basis right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So thank you guys for tuning in, and make sure to stay tuned because, you know, we really got involved last year during the break, and we look to do that again this year. So make sure that you guys are tuned in and turned on to what's happening. The Allied Bull Riders were there last night. Not all of them together, as some of them had to be up early this morning, and there was a fraternity going on last night. Was really interesting. But so many people that were there, you know, Judd LaFue, Gary LaFue's son, had an opportunity to meet him. He was actually signing autographs right next to Cord McCoy. And, of course, you know, got to run into Cord and hang out with him a little bit. We were talking about back home in Oklahoma, and really good times. It absolutely was some of the best. So, and thank you guys for really tuning in to PBR9.com. Is, you know, like I said, I wish we could have more to bring you guys, and we will. You know, we're trying to get more streaming going, and we will be sitting down with Sam if we can spend enough time to wrestle up with him. It has been crazy down here. The Heroes and Legends, these guys were out on the golf course yesterday morning, and I did hear that Sam Medlock and his partner were teamed up with a couple other guys, and they were the Rowdy Bunch. They were the Rowdy Crew. I got that official word from somebody who works at the golf course that they were the Rowdy ones. So they were all out having a great time. And then, of course, had an opportunity to meet up with Rob as I had to go down there and pick him up. And then we had to go to the airport to pick up Rob's wife as she was flying in. And, I was able to meet up with Rob, and he was actually teamed up with Scott Mendez. And I had an opportunity to sit down with Scott for a long time. And, man, you know, a world champion bull rider, you know, another one. There's so many of them here, but to have an opportunity to sit down with Scott and have him share what he's doing now and his ministry. And, you know, these guys have actually been tuning in to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show as he sat back and listened to the Clint interview that we did and really enjoyed it. And that just gave me a whole lot of inspiration to get out here and continue to do what we're doing. It's not just for you guys. It's not just for the fans. The fans are not the only ones that are impacted by this. The bull riders, the athletes, the current athletes, the legends of the sport also feel like they are getting benefits from this, that they're able to interact and are able to be a part of, you know, you fans who have supported them for how many years. And that's fantastic. That's what it's all about. It's what Making 8 Rodeo Network is here for. And we're going to continue to keep doing this. We've got a long ways to go. It's just getting started. So make sure you guys are tuned in and make sure that you guys are spreading the word because this thing is growing and we're here. We've got a lot of things in store for the off season as well as for the 2012 season as we're lining up. We're out here with Allied Bull Riders. And, you know, if you guys got a chance to see some of the photos that were posted last night, you know that Sam and Reese were down there signing autographs, which was a great thing. Lots of activities, lots of things for you guys to get a grip on. And that is what it's all about. We're excited for it. And so many more of you fans are going to have an opportunity. Hopefully at some point, you know, Making 8 will be out there in your area and we can all meet up. And, well, shoot, you know, I mean, we want to give you guys that experience. If we can help open that door and get you guys in to meet some of your favorites and do things like that, that's what we're going to do. You know, you fans come first in my book, and we're going to keep it that way. That's never going to change. We want to get you guys the most exposure possible. Like I said, we would love to give you more, but I'm going to tell you, PBRnow.com has locked down what they're doing, and they are rolling and giving you guys a whole lot of exposure, and we are going to continue to keep getting that together. So We want you guys to tune in to PBRnow.com and get that information out there. It's a unique opportunity. But getting back down to it, we've got to talk a little bit about this deal. Obviously, the Founders Forum was fantastic. Justin McKee up there. What did everybody think of having Justin McKee back out there? I thought it was fantastic. And, you know, to hear from so many of those guys, you know, Cody and Ty and all the founding members, Cody Custer, you know. Clint was really super, really was. And before we get down to it, looks like we've got a caller on the line, so let's see if we can't jump on here and bring him on. 618, you are on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Hang on.
Hey, Scott. Yeah. It's Jen from Australia here.
Well, hello, Jen. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. So have you had the opportunity to watch some of the things going on here at the finals?
I haven't yet. We haven't actually started the coverage here, and it's midnight. So we're not into it yet, but we're getting there.
Good, good. Well, I certainly appreciate you calling in. What do you have to share with us this morning?
I just wanted to say a big, huge thank you to you guys and all of my friends through the PBR for sharing your knowledge and what you guys do with me, because I don't get much of it down here, and I just love all that you guys do. So it's fantastic. I just wanted to say thank you.
Absolutely, Jen. And thank you, and thank you for taking the time to call. That means a lot to me. To have our friends and our fans from Australia call in. And we're going to continue to do more of that. We want to get you guys that information and the activities that we're able to provide are for you guys that may not have that opportunity to be here. So you're absolutely,
absolutely
welcome, and you're happy to do it.
Look, it's just been huge. I've only been following the PBR for about a year, and the stuff that I've learned and all that my friends online and just listening to you guys, it's just been fantastic. And I just wanted to ring in and say thank you.
Well, wonderful. Well, enjoy your day out there in Australia, and hopefully one day maybe we'll have the opportunity to come out there and spend some time in your neck of the woods.
Absolutely. Come on down.
Yes, ma'am. If that's an invitation, we might take you up on that.
Sure thing. All right, I better go because it's about 12:30 here, and I should really get into bed really soon.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling in, Jennifer. It's nice to hear from you.
No worries, Scott. You too.
All
See
right.
you.
Wow. Well, there was a surprise. That is fantastic. So nice to hear from our fans. And, you know, like I said, we love sharing the information that we do have. We're not perfect in any way, you know, but we do know a little bit about the sport, and we do have enough. If we can't get it, we can get somebody on here who does have the knowledge. That's my whole thing, you know, and that's our goal, and we're going to continue to keep doing it the way we're doing it. I love it, you know. I love the interaction that we have with you fans. That's so important, and that's what we provide right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, and we will always do it. But and you know, it is so great to sit back and talk with so many of the Australians, and there are quite a few of them here. Jared and Pete Farley were sitting right next to Brendan Clark, and of course you've got three Australians, and maybe they put all three of them together so they could talk about mates and, you know, down under and, you know, all of that good stuff from Australia right there. It was so much fun to sit back and listen to all three of those guys chat back and forth. But, you know, there's a lot of talent that comes out of there. Troy Dunn, you know, so many of these guys that have come out of Australia, and it's so nice for you all to have that opportunity to watch and to be a part of. And if we can bring it to you online here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, we're going to do that. And so, yes, you guys have so much to look forward to right here with us, and I want to thank you guys for sticking around and being a part of it. And I see some great comments coming in there, but, you know, Jennifer, it was absolutely a pleasure to hear from you, and we look forward to talking with you again very soon. So Wow, that just kind of made my morning. We're fired up here. We're ready to rock and roll now. I've got the juice. We're going out to the fan zone. We're going to be able to run into more PBR fans and talk with them, and we're going to be able to sit back with some more of the legends and talk with them more in detail. And, wow, just a great opportunity. But we've got to get back down to this now. The fan forum was fantastic. The meet and greet, spectacular. You know, they had a huge ballroom set up, tables set up all the way around, and you didn't have to wait in line very long to go up and get an autograph from so many of these guys and to sit back and even take a few minutes to talk with them, you know? And, you know, like I said, to have the opportunity to talk with Clint and talk with Cord McCoy and, you know, I mean, see Cord every week, you know? And, of course, we were talking with Cord when he was down at one of our Monday Night Bull Rides, and I told him we were really having hopes that we could make it out here, but we weren't sure. And, of course, next thing you know, he sees me and he said, "Hey, what's going on, neighbor?" You know, we shook hands and he said, "Man, I see you accomplished the goal. You made it out here to Vegas." I said, "Yes, sir, we sure did. And man, we're having a great time." And he said, "That's awesome." He said, "I'm glad for you guys and glad things are going well." And, you know, I got to thank the man that really, well, the good Lord made it possible. But I will say that, you know, if it wasn't for Rob Smets, we would not be here today. And, you know, Rob kind of, with his plans and what he had, and he was willing to take on a guy like me and put him in the truck for a long time, all of last weekend pretty much, you know, and travel with me was a great opportunity. And I've learned so much, and I have, it's been very enlightening, you know, and it's not over yet, you know. And Rob has welcomed me in, and we were out here really and wanted to support him in his award last night. And, wow, it was emotional for me to be able to stand here and listen to Rob Smets receive that Lifetime Achievement Award, the Jim Shoulders Lifetime Achievement Award, and to hear his story. I mean, I've heard his story 100 times in his truck, you know, as we're cruising on down the road. But, you know, to hear him get up there and so much passion that he has and so much love for this game. And, you know, he's been up there for a reason because he chose to be. Well, that's the drive and the motivation that we have right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network that I myself have, you know. And, you know, Miles Hare, you know, just the credit that was given up there, man, it was fantastic. And hopefully you guys got to see a little bit of that online. And right there on PBRnow.com, I really hope you didn't miss that chance because it really was. It was a special award, and we got photos up. You can go check out our photo album as we're constantly updating and putting new pictures up. And we've got to wrestle down with Leah and try to get some more photos put up online. We'll have a lot more today. We'll get those online. I can't guarantee that when we're going to be able to do a live video broadcast with Sam Medlock and the Allied Bull Riders, but I can tell you we're certainly working at it. It's just with his schedule, with the Allied Bull Riders schedule, with Reese's schedule, man, it has been very, very tough. And, you know, but we're trying. We're working through it. And, you know, PBRnow.com has opened up the door and given a lot of exposure. Had they not given the exposure that they've been giving here throughout this finals and the Heroes and Legends, we would certainly be out there giving it to you. But I honestly feel, you know, deep down that PBRnow.com, this is their event. This is what they have put together, and they deserve to get that credit. We're not going to conflict with anything that they're streaming, you know, because we want you guys to get the quality and to get the professionalism and to get that from PBRnow.com. And we'll step back and we'll share some of the outer line things that we see going on. Like, for instance, last night during the award ceremony, had an opportunity to slip out. And I was walked outside with Sam Medlock, and he was standing around talking with some of the older bull riders, some of the other legends that were there. And they were sharing so many unique stories. They were talking about bulls going, "Oh, I remember back in 1995 when you had this bull at the, you know, at the finals and covered him for 92 points, you know." You got to be a fly on the wall. I wish we'd have a video camera on that, because that, oh, just the amount of stories that were shared. And it's not just one area. It's like everybody that you walk past, and you just stop for 2 minutes, and you just open your ears and listen, and you'll hear that kind of conversations. It's great, you know. Guys were walking up to Rob, you know, as I was standing there next to him, and they would say, Rob, I remember this, you know, and Rob would go, wow, I haven't remember, you know, thought about that in a long time, but, you know, thanks for sharing. And that is, wow, it's just fascinating, you know. Like a bunch of these guys all sitting out there on the front porch, you know, sipping on some cold sweet tea and talking about rodeos. And we saw a lot of that activity out there. And this is really just the beginning. Round one is tonight. And they are paying tribute to the heroes and legends. Tonight is their retro look. So all the cowboys that will be out there, and they're recommending to all the fans. So if you fans are tuned in here in Las Vegas, make sure to wear your retro stuff. I don't know. I actually still wear jeans every day from back in the early 90s. So I guess that could be retro enough. You know, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, I've got some of my old bull riding jeans here, creased and ready to go. I might have to throw a pair on to go out there tonight. So if anybody says, "Hey, what are you wearing retro?" I'll say, "Well, these old bull riding jeans." But yeah, there's so many activities. Like I said, the fans on Flint will be out. Flint will actually be out doing his I believe it's barrel over the barrel, inside the barrel. That's right. That's where the the rodeo entertainers are, like Flint, inside the barrel. And he'll be having some interviews with the guys. Wow, man, my phone is just here. But yes, so make sure that you guys are tuned in to PBRnow.com and check out these video streams. They've got a schedule of the events that they'll be airing today. So don't pass up that opportunity, please. Make sure that you guys are tuned in. And if you guys have questions or comments, because we're there at these events, shoot me a message. Shoot me a message on Facebook. Send me a tweet. And we will absolutely get out there and get involved. We'll get you guys back with that. Now, I was just getting ready to say, Denise had posted it at 1 p.m., and I believe it's at 3 p.m. Is when Outside the Barrel is going to be kicking things off. Or hey, is it outside the barrel, inside the barrel, in, out, I don't know. But 12 o'clock here, right? Which would be 3 o'clock Eastern time. So, anyhow, and thank you, Miss Emily, for posting that link out there for the streaming. And make sure you guys take advantage of it, because PBRnow.com has a great amount of coverage. They're giving you more exposure than we've ever gotten from them during the PBR World Finals. And I've got to personally thank them. They have done a fantastic job this year getting that exposure out there, giving you fans that behind-the-scenes coverage of what's happening. And like I said, last night with the fan, you know, with the founder forum, and then going back to just the award ceremony, the Ring of Honor inductees, was wonderful. And Denise, you may want to keep an eye on that deal at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, as that show's getting ready to start off. That's actually where we're headed. We're headed out there, and obviously the Lifetime Achievement Award winner, the Jim Shoulders Lifetime Achievement Award winner from last night, Mr. Rob Smets, is going to be out there, and I believe he's going to be doing some commentating type stuff. So make sure you guys are stay tuned. This is when it starts. Now, I will tell you that the focus, the momentum has switched. Today is a new day. Today is the start. This is where it all begins. These bull riders are here, and they're ready to go. They're ready to get things started. They've been here for a couple days now. It's been driving them nuts. They're ready to go get on some bulls. And you will see it pay off tonight. Round one is the most critical round, in my opinion. This is where it starts. These guys are riding for it all. And, even the ones that are not in competition are not going to be able to make the potential at the end of the finals for the for that world championship. You still got your finals championship. It pays out a whole lot of money. And those guys are looking to set a standard. We've got some of the great bulls that are going to be here. And the best bulls in the business are not going to be drafted. they're going to be drawn. So, wow. I do see that question about who's needing sleep out there. Hey, it is Las Vegas. I did get a couple hours last night, but we did have a lot of fun. And that Brent Thurman induction was fantastic as well. The speeches that were given, you know, very emotional. There's a lot of guys out here that were shedding some tears, and a lot of Cowboys that wouldn't normally admit to it, I can promise you. But anyhow, I hope that you guys will be tuned in. Like I said, if you guys are watching the stream, you have comments, you have questions or something that's happening, shoot me a Facebook message, shoot me a tweet, shoot, give me a phone number, send me a text. My numbers are posted everywhere on making8.com, and it's on. You can find it on the Facebook profile page. So shoot over, give me a text, and we'll get back with you. We want to talk with you guys that are not able to have that experience. So I see that some of our fans miss Jennifer back in Australia. Well, listen, I'm very glad that you took the opportunity to call us all the way from Australia. And, you know, like I said, I look forward to more. We're going to do what we can to give you that information. So very excited that you guys are here. I will tell you that I had a hard time with Rob's induction last night in receiving the Jim Shoulders Lifetime Achievement Award. I had a hard time not getting emotional over that. And I also had a hard time not getting emotional over Cody Lambert's wife, Leanne. And when Cody was up there and you could see the emotion in his face, those guys are true Cowboys. And it makes it very hard to see those guys get emotional without getting emotional yourself. So, there was a lot of tears of happiness, tears of joy, tears of appreciation, you know, for what these guys have done for the sport of bull riding. It's been fantastic. And, it's going to start really paying off here tonight as we see round one coverage. And we will get a chance to talk about it tomorrow. I will let you know, or as we'll find out, when we're hitting the road. It may be tomorrow. It may not even be till Friday. We'll have to wait and see. But I can promise you this. It's going to be a good time, and you all are not going to want to miss round one on Versus tonight. Make sure you guys are tuned in. Do not miss it. The live event center will be up. If you guys have questions, comments, please shoot me a message. We will get the information back to you as fast as we possibly can. That's what we're opening the door for. And I'll go ahead and write it down for you. If you guys are listening and you really want to try to get some inside access or you have questions, write down my phone number, 386-235-3245. Make sure you write the number down. Send me a text message. Calling is probably not going to be the best, but you can shoot me a text message, and we will certainly get back with you. Just let me know who it is on the other side, and we will get the information back to you. So make sure you guys are tuned in to the live event center, PBRnow.com, as well as Versus Tonight Live Round 1. It's going to set the standard for the rest of the finals. This is going to be the starting point. We got a lot of guys here, the top 40 in the business, and they are the best. And they're going up against the best. So who's going to crack under the pressure? And there is a lot of pressure right here in Las Vegas. So we'll have to wait and see. We'll talk about it again tomorrow, rodeo fans and bull riding fans, PBR fans, Making 8 Maniacs, the whole group of you. And we're glad to have you guys part of Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Now, I did not get Cowboy Logic today for Miss Melanie, so I apologize that we do not have that to share, but we'll be back at it here tomorrow. Now, I'm going to tell you, we're going to slide out of here about 15 minutes early as we've got to try to get out to Mandalay Bay, and we're going to be out there with some more of the heroes and legends, and we'll be hanging out with a lot more of the fans out there in the fan zone. So make sure you guys stay tuned, get a grip, and, hey, tune in, check us out, give us a call if you have any questions. We'll be happy to get back with you and chat with you as we're out here on the road. So make sure to stay tuned. Until this afternoon, tomorrow, whenever you guys can get word for Making 8, make sure to get a grip, and we will see you down the road.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Listen for the call. Turn your radio on.